back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, this is a great segment we're going to have. We started off with our psychotherapy, keeping calm, and now all the business people that think they got a case to get some money for being out of business, well, that's making them nuts, and we're going to calm them down now with Alan Garfinkel. Alan Garfinkel is the founder of Garfinkel Law Firm. He's an international expert on business interruption cases. Alan, welcome back to the show.
Thanks a million, Jim. I appreciate you having me back.
It's my absolute pleasure. You know, there's a lot of confusion out there, Alan. Now that the virus has been rippling around the world, we're starting to see how people, how places like China are coming out with it, and insurance plays a big part of it. But people were felled, you know, entire businesses, careers, real estate deals were lost. Do people have a case, Alan?
They do. And as a matter of fact, you brought up China. And the fact is that the Chinese insurance companies are almost universally providing coverage for their businesses. And that's not under their communist plan. That's actually under their insurance companies. And so that's what we're here to talk about today, Jim, that the fact is that many of our friends and neighbors have businesses. We know them. They've lost business, and there's coverage in many cases.
So, Alan, people are scared. Miranda and I talked about it earlier today on the show. The uncertainty is really, really eating at them. And I got to believe that they really can't even estimate the depth of their loss yet. What should they be thinking about? What kind of things should they be doing to prepare now to collect as soon as possible?
Well, first of all, they need to do whatever they can, of course, common sense wise, to protect themselves and their families and their businesses, obviously. So whatever they need to do, for example, restaurants are pivoting to takeout and delivery and so forth. We've seen that. You've recommended on your shows and so forth to take those natural pivots. But as a natural course of their business, a big source of potential recovery and is business loss insurance. Most businesses have this kind of coverage. Most businesses have workers' compensation insurance. Businesses have all sorts of different coverages. I think the first thing they have to do is gather up their policies, give them to their accounting person or bookkeeper, administrator, CFO, and get them in the hand of a professional for them to review. Our law firm, Jim, and you know, historically, we've been doing this for 30 years. We will review all commercial business policies to see whether or not the business loss that was suffered is covered. We'll do that for free. We'll do that for no cost. And then we'll report back our findings to the business owner.
Hold it. Say that again. Because I've been talking to like law firms and accounting firms about helping with the PPP and all that other stuff, and they're charging by the hour for consulting services. You're saying you're going to do it for free?
That's correct, Jim. What we do is, again, we're set up for this. Our firm has reviewed thousands of policies relating to this pandemic. And in many, many circumstances, people are looking for in one policy where there's no coverage, and it turns out that in another policy that they have, there is coverage. We will review all business insurance policies that any business owner has. We will do it for free. We will do it thoroughly. We will provide that information at no cost to the business. That's what we do.
Now, you do this for large companies? Do you do this for service companies? Do you do this for hospitality? Do you do this for large, high net worth individuals? You know, what's your real silo of expertise here? Because there's so many people that need this kind of help.
Great question. Everything from sporting franchises, convention centers, hotels, small businesses, developers, condominiums, churches, anyone that is expecting or any business, whether it's nonprofit or traditional business, that has suffered a loss due to due to the governmental closings or shutdown orders or anything relating to this pandemic.
How about municipality?
Same thing, Jim. Even really? Municipalities have this. Yes. Even though they have some coverage. Yes. Again, you know, what we're looking for is insurance policies might provide relief to folks that had the foresight to secure coverage. You might have read, Jim, that Wimbledon had been paying the organization for years and years and years, and now they have a multi-$100 million claim that is being paid. And so
that's what insurance is.
That's what insurance is for. What I want to be very specific, Jim, I don't know, and this is all that I do, I don't know of any insurance company that's going to jump out in front and say, we're going to provide you coverage. In many cases, we will have sophisticated business owners that'll have someone in their C-suite call up the insurance broker, which has no say in whether or not there's coverage or not, put them through to a frontline claims adjuster who will automatically say no coverage, whether there might be coverage, where there isn't coverage, where there may possibly be coverage. That is the time exactly, Jim, to get that in front of a professional. So the first thing that business owners ought to do if they're interested in possibly getting insurance to cover their losses is to have their policies reviewed. And please don't just rely upon an internal expert that you have in your organization, that's all they do year in and year out is secure coverage, or you call up the insurance company and the insurance company says no coverage. Please have an insurance expert review the policy. And many, many times, Jim, the insurance lawyer, the expert that just specializes in this, will do it and should do it at no cost to the business owner.
Now, Alan, oftentimes I speak to people, they say, I looked at my policy, it doesn't cover this. I read it twice. There's different ways to look at these things, and that's why somebody needs their representation and one that's highly educated as opposed to an adjuster who's really perhaps not as familiar with this.
Well, the adjuster may be, you know, familiar with it, but let's say it just says, for example, you know, there's specific exclusions for a pandemic.
Right.
And the policy says you're not covered for a pandemic.
Right.
Well, you know, there might be a different provision in the insurance company that might provide coverage if the municipality or the state or the governor says, you can't use that road, you can't use that access point to get to your business. There's multiple ways to look at it. Again, we will never guarantee that we will absolutely guarantee the insurance company will pay. But I think it's foolish for a business owner not to at least vet to determine whether or not their policy may provide coverage.
Yeah, those weird, unique policy clauses exist, like in a student housing lease. You know, the parent is guaranteeing it, except if the university has to close for a pandemic or something like that, terrorism, whatever, and they close for the year. So there are those really cool clauses. This is tremendous, Alan. How do people get a hold of you? Is there a number, a website? What's going on?
Oh, that's kind of you, Jim. We can be reached at my email address is alan@garfinkel.law, not .com, .law. So it's alan@garfinkel.law. Our website is www.garfinkel.law. We handle these claims all over the country. We have partnering firms that are representing significant businesses, small businesses that have coverage, major corporations that have coverage. And in almost, you know what, Jim, I will tell you honestly, there hasn't been one person that we believe is covered under the policy that says, Alan, here, look, we have coverage. It's just the opposite. People come to us and say, we don't believe that we have coverage, but, you know, if you want to pursue it, go ahead. And, you know, we're not only are we lawyers, Jim, but we're also business guys. And when we do provide representation, Jim, we're going to be advancing all of our attorney's fees, all of our costs. We're not going to be charging our clients by the hour or a flat rate. We're charging the clients based upon in the event that we're successful. So, Jim, if we have to hire forensic accountants to establish the loss, if we have to hire municipality experts or what have you to, you know, testify as what's going on in the community and what they did in the community, and we have to pursue a claim against the insurance company on behalf of a business owner that has a commercial business policy, we're going to do it on complete contingency. And wow. And we only charge monies in the event that we win, Jim.
Wow, I want you working for me. This is tremendous.
Well, it'll be our pleasure.
This is tremendous. Listen, we've got to go, so I'm going to invite you back in a couple of weeks to talk about some other stuff that you've got in this workout community that we got going on. Miranda, you're hired.
Thank you, Jim.
You're hired. We need her back, Becca. She's tremendous. Becca, you're going to help me name that puppy dog, right? That rescue dog?
What's we need all the help we can get.
What's your favorite?
Oh, Jim, I love sunshine, but I don't you think that's probably sunshine. The appropriate sandstone there. Name for the dog, but I would pick sunshine.
I like Liberty. But we're there. We'll have a debate. So we know two of the leaders. We're still looking for the third name to drop in there. I know. I really appreciate everybody. I want to thank Reagan for running the show. I want to thank Larry Zinn for being on and being our sponsor. Without Larry, we got no show. Let's see. Who else did we have on? We had Miranda. Miranda was terrific. We'll have to get DJ back. He was busy. And of course, Alan Garfinkel making sure he protects our assets. So, thank you, everybody. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us next week, noon, Wednesday. Blog is all up. Thanks to you, Becca. Now, a lot of people have to get out there and do something. Some people don't have what it takes, but you do. So now you go out there. You make it happen. Have a great week. I'll see everybody next week. Remember, if you need PPP or whatever they call it, masks and stuff, give me a call. I can help. Bye. Reagan, hit the out button.